All right, it's that time of the week again for the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I'm sitting here with the Weeze. Hey, Weeze, it's been a while. It's been a bit of a hiatus.
It's been bloody long time, mate. Yeah. I've come in unprepared as normal. I mean, I've done all the heavy lifting, done what I normally do, all that heavy stuff, and we're back.
We're back.
Yes.
The people must be excited.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Socials are blowing up. Where are you?
You know what? It's funny because we tried to push a bit of things on our socials and we got no love at all. And then we went, well, we're not pushing anything anymore. And all of a sudden we're getting a bit of love.
Yeah, getting love.
Yeah.
It just shows do nothing and they will come.
Yeah, good on you, Zuckerberg, you wanker. Hey.
Fucking Zuckerberg. Now he's done that stupid news stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Hey, we never talk about our sponsor, and I kind of feel bad because he is our mate.
We have a sponsor?
Yeah, we do. Victor Bravos.
Oh, the old Victor Bravo.
The old Victor.
Says VB.
Yep.
I don't know. VB. Yeah, but Victor Bravo.
Very bad.
Very good. Very bad.
Yeah.
Vomit brew.
Vomit brew. Yeah. Green grenades.
Yes.
Those sort of things. Yeah, but anyway, our listeners can, if they're into that
VictorBravo.com.
Yep, VictorBravo.com. And they just...
their Facebook page.
And if they put in a discount code.
Printer.
There you go.
Yeah, get the hookup, 15%.
Get the hookup.
I don't know if he's actually set that up, but hopefully he has. If he listens, make sure you set that up.
If you're listening, printer, can you set that code up, please? Yeah,
unless you're counting your money and you got no time.
Oh, dear. Hey, we got a big show planned. The Chronicle is going to do a Valentine's Day poem for us. How did you spend Valentine's Day? Because
I was at work, mate.
Oh, you're at work?
Just working, making gold.
Because you're spoken for.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you do anything special? No.
Bought some flowers, got some flowers delivered.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, charming as I am.
Yep. Was she happy with that?
She was. She was. I played it like played it cool, didn't mention Valentine's Day or anything like that.
Right.
Sort of thing. And then
because girls don't know when Valentine's Day is.
No, but as in like I wasn't organizing anything, so I didn't mention it at all. And then on the day I was like, happy Valentine's Day, and then didn't say anything.
Yep.
And she was hungover and whatever, and then some flowers arrived. So
right. Just good books for Ryan. Up. Yeah, for Ryan.
For the weasel.
For the weasel. Oh dear. Very good. First name drop
of
the episode. What did I do?
Yeah, what did the sponge
do? It's my mum's birthday. I went out to lunch with mum and Yeah.
What about your wife?
We had a lovely lunch.
And you handed over your card?
Oh, look, mate, just don't the sponge.
That's a no.
The sponge is a romantic person.
Did the birthday person pay for their own dinner? A lunch, sorry?
No, I paid for lunch.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, it was quite expensive too.
Oof.
Yeah.
A dint.
It was quite expensive. But anyway, that's okay.
Hopefully this paid advertising from the printer will cover
No, it's not going to cover anything.
Our accounts are going to be a bit low there, actually. Well, the printer's bloody making heaps of sales of us.
I know. It's disgusting. All right, let's jump into it. Let's get the Chronicle on the line. And strap yourselves in, guys, because we've got a big week ahead.
I've got a good feeling.
All right, is the Chronicle there?
The Cron is here with his drink and his wind-resistant lighter.
There it is, the Bic. The Bic. Proudly brought to you by Bic. Hey,
and some random Sparky. If there's any left.
That's right. Hey, there's none. We've been through all of them. Hey, Chronicle, it's been 4 weeks, mate. I was going to have to ring the morgue and see if they could heat you up. How have you been?
They heated me up, actually. It's been a long 4 weeks. I've been doing a bit of soul searching, actually.
I found out that.
I don't have one. I literally don't have a soul.
Yeah, we knew that.
Gone. I spent all that time searching for it.
Are you still in lockdown over there, Chronicle?
Yeah. So they come out with the old, old Nicola Sturgeon, the first minister, come out and she does a weekly briefing and she goes, it's till March 8th and expect it to be longer.
Oh, wow.
March 8th.
But longer.
But longer.
Longer.
No, 60-year-old men for the Chronicle.
Nothing.
Haven't had a pint since November.
Nothing in common about the Chronicle there.
Couldn't
but longer.
To a better bloke.
Yeah. Hey, Chronicle, I know that we gave you a couple of poems last week to scribe up. And
not last week, but 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been so long. I don't know what's going on. And but is it 2 weeks?
In listener land, it is.
In listener land. The magic of the podcast. Hey, but the last one was Valentine's Day. So it's currently, it's the 20th of February today. And so we're not too far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Valentine's Day. How did you go? What, are you a Cupid? Are you a romantic?
No, I'm not. Like, obviously, you boys know me well. I think the listeners do too, that I obviously frown upon any relationship. And the word love means nothing to me.
Yeah, well, I can remember one previous partner of yours, and I wouldn't call it was a healthy relationship.
No, they never are.
No. It's a little bit like your relationship with the bottle, I guess.
Healthy. Well, it's quite healthy, to be honest.
Not for the bottle.
Not for the bottle.
Not for the bottle, no. Larson,
I think it's
chucked
away.
We have a few choice words. Yeah. A few choice words between me and the bottle.
So tell us, what sort of a route did you take with this one?
Obviously, like I pretty much just told you, like it's gone down the fact that Valentine's Day is shit. But it's not just one day of the year that love is shit. It's pretty much there's 365 more of them, or four, actually. How many days are in a year?
Well,
365.
365, yeah.
366.
Yeah.
So that's how many days, obviously love is shit.
Right. Right. Love is shit. Hey, it's actually my mum's birthday on Valentine's Day. She's one of our top listeners is a Valentine's Day baby as well. So sometimes I think of it more as my mum's birthday rather than Valentine's Day.
Very romantic. Yeah,
well, there's still plenty of time for me to be your stepdad and get back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? We should probably give her a call a little bit later on. It's been a while since we've done the prank line. Maybe we should give her a call and see what happens.
Yeah, bloody oath. Nothing else about.
All right. Well,
let's hear this poem.
Yeah, should do. Maybe we should try to get her on the line now, and we'll get her to listen to the poem.
She probably doesn't want to hear this one.
See what she's getting into.
She probably doesn't want to hear this one. What do you think? Should we do it?
Oh, give it a go.
Give it a go? All right, let's have a pause and let's see if we can get her on the line.
At the moment, if you'd like to leave your name and number, I'll get back to you. Thank you.
I'm not mad, Heather. I'm just disappointed.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Heather. It's the Chronicle here. just letting you know that I'm about to do my Valentine's Day poem and it's
dedicated to you.
Cheers,
Dad. All right. You'll have to listen to that one later, Mum. Love you. Bye. So, Mother Dear doesn't want to pick up, so that's fine. I actually think she's marked it in her calendar every second. Oh, no, we do it every week, but every.
Every 4 weeks.
Every time there's a podcast recording happening, I think she marks it in a calendar and says, don't answer phone. All right, Chronicle, we got sponsors this week?
Yeah, but I've narrowed it down to two sponsors from now on because of I'm running out. So first one.
A tree.
First sponsor is St. Nadge Electrical. Quite a great place to go and get a PowerPoint and for all your electrical needs.
What were they called?
And Setnadge Electrical.
Setnadge, righto. Carry on.
And the next one is the Tavern Pokey Room, which is obviously, gone with the Valentine's Day theme. There's been many a relationship won and lost in that pokey room. So, full shout out to the Tavern Pokey Room.
Queen of the Nile.
Yeah.
Queen of the Nile.
Nothing better than a feature on a Queen of the Nile, is there? Hey?
Listen to us sing.
Dal, we got this. We got this, Dal.
We're out of more. It's 20. We're rich.
It's 20.
Yeah. We're going to be able to move to Inverell.
So you'd be so lucky.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, mate, what's it called?
It's just called Valentine's Day, actually.
All right, very good. Take it away. Here's the Chronicle with Valentine's Day.
Good luck, Chronicle. Valentine's Day is a day that shouldn't even exist. And, you know, the cron would much rather spend the day alone at the pub getting pissed. A day you buy gifts for that special loved one and appreciate the things that the old ball and chain has done. So, you know, you tell the missus you love them. In fact, some people want to shout it, all just to throw a leg over. I'm puffed just thinking about it. You know, buying flowers doesn't make sense. I just don't get why. They just end up like your relationship and eventually die. I mean, I'm all for flower businesses making a bit of profit, but the cron would rather be home alone ripping the ears off it. See, some blokes go overboard and grant their partner all their wishes, when you could just make it a cheap night and maybe do the dishes. I mean, it makes me absolutely sick watching blokes put flowers all over the bed because, as Gandhi once quoted, romance is dead. So the cron has a few card tips that are quite cliche. It'll make it a cheap night and certainly ruin her day. You could go with roses are red, violets are blue, I got crabs off your sister, and now you got them too. Or maybe you can go with roses are red, violets are blue, I got no matches on Tinder, so I guess you'll do. I mean, these bad boys will certainly cause controversy. That's if you make it through the night. And then you can get full of piss alone and watch Brett Lee Yorker highlights. But everyone wants to celebrate the day and go out for a nice day. See, I'd rather go to the pub with the boys and leave the relationship to fate. Look, it's hard to get surprising gifts when they know everything about you. Why go through so much effort when you can just get a tab voucher? And don't get me started on breakfast in bed. That's when you should be getting home with no money from slapping Big Red. I mean, I've seen people buy jewelry or even a really expensive purse. But just being tied down with someone, gee, it sounds like the worst. Those three words, I love you, just make the cron quiver. And instead of speaking from the heart, you should be speaking from the liver. I mean, blokes think they're heroes for going all out one day of the year. See, if you're single like the cron, you can profess your love for the durries and the beer. Look, single girls get all funny about the day and wonder, will there ever be the right guy? Oh, I'm going to end up alone. Well, with that attitude, you just might. I mean, I've never been a bigger advocate than being single and all alone. And if you're ever feeling toey, I mean, there's always porn on your phone. Yeah, the cron has nightmares of having a missus. And the date, 14th of February, you've got as much chance of picking up the cron as you do with Fruit and Mother Mary. So what I'm getting at is flick your missus, then you won't have any worry. Because the only thing I want to wake up every morning is a coffee and a durry. I mean, give her the flick might be a bit harsh. Maybe just show her the door. Because what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. The cron will always be a solo warrior. But I don't mind being the third wheel. You know, you can judge the couples that are in a relationship, but only the cron has to pay for his own meal. Look, she'd be tough working with the cron. So many horrible vices. You'd honestly be better off dating someone from ISIS. But there could be someone out there for the cron. We'll just wait and see. Good luck getting anything on the 14th of Feb. It's just not my cup of tea. So if you feel like celebrating Valentine's Day, then you're absolutely stupid. Just listen to the cron's advice. He'll be your modern-day Cupid. Chronicle
2021. The Chronicle, mate.
Done it again.
It's the old applause was a bit... Ah, there we go.
A bit quiet.
A bit quiet, yeah.
It's been a while. The audience took a while.
They're scarred from Valentine's Day. Hey, there was some nice references in there. I like the Roses Red and Violets are Blue poems and... Baby, don't hurt me no more.
Yeah, to be honest, the roses are red, violets are blue. I probably could have done maybe two pages on that. I had some ripper ones about it.
I can imagine you would, you know, being a poetry genius and having all those famous poet relations, you would sit there at night just thinking roses. You'd giggle to yourself on a couch, wouldn't you? Go, oh, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm here with you, but I'd rather be snip and glue.
Oh, the mind of a genius. I love it. You don't like Valentine's Day, but do like poetry.
Yeah. I could win a lot of girls over with my poetic charm.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't want to.
Obviously. And then scare them off with your alcohol and smoking addiction.
Yeah. It's a lose-lose situation.
Oh, dear. All right, Chronicle. Well, we've got a big show coming up. So we've got Father John going to drop in if we can get the big guy out of bed. Do you reckon we can?
Oh, man, good luck. As I said, last time I checked in, it was 4 a.m. in the morning, so he wouldn't have had much shadow.
Yeah, okay. Well,
how many times did you call him?
No, I left him alone for the fact I wanted to get some sleep so he picks up for the cars.
Yeah, right. At least he's got a new dog, right? That's got to get you out of bed.
The dry hand.
It's a black dog.
Yeah, what's the dog's called again? Louie, little Louie.
100% good boy.
Yeah, 100% good boy. Yeah, I wonder if he's found that pouch yet. dear. All right, Cron, it's been a pleasure, mate. Stick on the line and we will check in with Father John. All right, so it's that time of the week where we check in with Father John Sweaty. Is the good father there?
Hello, Sponge. How are you, mate?
Oh, sounds like he's in Scotland.
No, not from Scotland, mate. I don't know where I'm going with that voice, g'day.
Mate, it's always bloody good to hear your voice. We've got the Chronicle on the line too. Chronicle, have you got anything to say to the good father?
No. I usually ring him after the podcast and chew his ear off.
Yeah. You poor bugger, Father John. You poor bugger.
What a treat.
It's a blessing. It's an absolute treat.
Yeah. Hey, it's been a little while. We've had a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, that spicy cough, boy.
Yeah, that's right. The old COVID cough, but I'm all better now.
Chronic Australia.
Chronico strain.
Yeah, the chronico strain. Hey, what have you been up to, Father John? You're back at work?
Yeah, I've been back at work. Moulding young minds. They love it. They love having a big sweaty teacher hanging over them all the time.
Are you like Jack Black? Is it just like School of Rock?
Would you believe I'm pretty strict in there, actually? I don't like noise, so they're having a good time.
It's a dictatorship.
Yeah. Learn in silence, children. Learn in silence. Yeah.
If it was a country, my classroom would be Saudi Arabia.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm not going to lie. We're a bit loose today, my friend. The hiatus has not done us any good. So we're a bit loose, so we're hoping that you can lift the quality of this podcast for us today. Have you got a couple songs in store, one song in store for us?
Uno songas. I don't know if it's going to lift you, though. I did this one the other day. I thought, fuck, I haven't done any songs yet. So I was at the pub on a Friday and I literally had to race home, pull out my laptop, get an old city microphone and whip a couple out.
Yeah.
Lots of passion. Back to the pub.
So I've got a song here. Drake, is that right? What do we got?
Yeah, Drake. One of his songs that he sings with Tupac again. Pretty diverse.
Diverse as fuck.
Starting to notice a pattern here.
Yeah, you have been caught out.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, here we go. I'm going to play it. I'm not going to wait any longer, and I'm going to play it. So this is Drake and Tupac by Father John Sweaty. I love it.
So I've got my eye on you. Everything that I see, I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. God got me over you. You left such a mark on me. I want your heart, love and emotion, an endless thing. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you show it. I know exactly who you could be. Cause I grew up with fucking screw up, got introduced to the game. I got a handsome and I blew up, jumping rocks overnight. The biggie, biggie, smalls when I turn into the black, frank, white. Had to grow just to change our description. Two capsules on the mailbox, missing. Should be toasting, don't think I stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon. For the police, bitch, you that man, I'm too bad. I fuck around and catch your ass for attack. That's why I bust back, don't faze me. As he drops, cause he's blocking on Swayze. So just hold on, we're going home. So just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. So just hold on, we're going home. Still I'm having memories of past speeds when the cows crashed. As I left pushing the gas when my glass passed. We were young and we were dumb, but we had heart. Through the dark when we were running, through the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had, many wishes. No hesitation, any extermination of the stitches. These stitches, take it to you to pursue me. Couple moves now, the whole world's trying to screw me. Even the cops trying to sue me. So what can I do? I stay true. Sipping 22s are blue, and now the media's trying to test me. Got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. Reason to is all I see, that's my mind state. History with the police, the shit around me. I mean, man had two strikes, they got a little bit thin. To see thug, laughing at the clear. So I've got my eye on you. You're everything that I see. I want your heart, love, and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your heart, love, and emotion. Endlessly, cause you're a good girl and you show it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be.
Oh, Father John Sweaty, my friend. Wow. You've just brought the podcast back to life, my friend.
You definitely recorded on a shit microphone. It's pretty terrible. Yeah.
That could be the 100th time I've heard that song, but it just keeps getting better.
Hey, how are you feeling, Chronicle?
Mate, yeah, not too bad. I mean, we don't have the weather.
I've
nearly finished this bottle of vodka.
Oh, yeah, what about downstairs?
What about downstairs? Is it? You taping it back?
I'll come prepared. I'll tape it down.
Okay.
Full roll of masking tape.
Oh, dear, that's great. Hey, Father John, next week the Chronicle has agreed to pen a little treat, a little tribute to you guys when you were living together. Are you excited about that?
Excited? Nervous is a better
word.
Yep. I can imagine it would be a traumatic experience. So book in with your psychologist because you're going to need it. And, gentlemen, I think the time has come for you to start thinking about, you know, colliding the worlds and Chronicle writing the lyrics for a song and Father John putting some music to it.
I'm fucking ready, mate.
Been waiting for this day. So I'm going to give you, obviously, next week we've got the normal status quo, but then after that I'm thinking maybe we could do something.
Beauty. Let's do it. I can change the world one shitty song at a time.
They are pretty shit.
I'll give you the first couple of lines, Father John. It'll be, it's for me and Mundine. You think my rapping's a joke. You can laugh, but it'll uppercut you over the ropes. I'll leave your nose broke. I ain't playing no game. I'll give you a left-right combination at the rib cage.
Oh, I've got the perfect riff for that song too.
I stole that from my boy Mundine.
Very good.
Trump will come and slog you.
All right, gents, you can have this conversation later.
the listeners are getting a treat.
Yeah, very good. They're like, hey, you know, just sing a song or piss off.
Hey, Father, have you found that pouch yet?
Yeah.
Has the drug dog come good?
Oh, that pouch is dead and gone. I had to shell out another $29.50 for another 15 grand.
Oh, dear, very good. How is little Louie?
Yeah, he's a pisser, mate. Very affectionate young boy. And we've also got another little animal in the house, little puss.
Little puss.
Here she is here. I mean, you can't see her. It's a radio, but she's dragged off. She's very soft.
Yeah, right.
She
yeah.
likes biting. Mm. Anyway.
Just like the Chronicle. Go.
Good puss. Good puss.
Good puss. Tight pussy.
Very good. Okay, gents, we're going to leave it there, but thank you for dropping by, and we will check in with you next week.
Wrap this up.
Suck up a punishment.
All right, see you guys.
See you. Bye.
All right, it's time to check in with the Keeper. I've still got the Chronicle here. How are you going, Keeper?
Yeah, good, fellas. How you going?
Good. Oh, you sound a little bit dusty, mate. Dusty, what's been going on?
No, nothing special. Just bloody Melbourne weather. Just dusty, a bit of dust in the air. It's not the good dusty. It's the just dust in the air.
Yeah, okay. I hear you're making the trek back up to God's country very soon.
Mate, I am. The keeper's coming back to the Sunshine State for a debaucherous weekend of catching up with my parents, which will be great fun.
Debaucherous.
But basically the plan is to throw the kid at them and then just run.
Yeah, nice. That's a fantastic idea. Yep. I might just drop my kids off too. Kids.
Yeah, live out the glory days. Kids.
Yeah. It's been a while since you and the Chronicle have spoken, since our Christmas party, which basically prior to the Christmas party we had lots of listeners. And since the Christmas party, we need to get more guests on the show so we can actually get them to listen to the show as well as us. But are you ready? Are you still scarred from what the Chronicle was on that day?
Oh, mate, I'm envious, to be honest.
Mm.
I wish I was living that dream.
Yeah, living in a morgue. You
know, in lockup.
Yeah. In lockup, in just your own best company.
Yeah. Geez, you sound flat today.
It gets a bit punishing at times, Bones, but I'll make the most of it, brother.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. He is flat.
Chronicle, can you like turn your sound quality? It's common feedback on the podcast, but can you like turn yourself down a bit, my friend? It's just a nightmare. Yeah, okay, thanks.
Oh, jeez, bloody hell.
I
do everything around it.
You got to do everything. Oh, this is the best episode yet.
I'm back.
Just call it the nothing episode.
Yeah. Might create a new season for this one as well. Second draft two. All right. So, look, I know we've been really slack over the past little while as far as our planning goes. We haven't given you much of a heads up there, Keeper, but we thought we'd throw a few hypothetical questions out and we can roundtable them a little bit and based on animals.
Okay, this sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a lot of fun. So I think, Wheeze, you've got the first one, don't you?
Yeah, so Keeper,
mate.
Would you rather be jizzed on by a blue whale or shat on by an elephant?
Poof. Gee, I tell you what, this podcast is just going downhill, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to hit the bottom at some stage.
Yeah.
All right, well, okay, here's the, the answer to that. Jizzed on by a blue whale or shat on by an elephant? Yes.
An adult elephant and whale.
An adult elephant, yeah. Adult male. Male elephant. That's a pretty big animal. So to be honest, I'm going to go with the shat on by by an elephant, because I just think the pink eye you'd get from the blue whale, you'd never get rid of it.
What about you, Chronicle?
I mean, both sound very appetizing, to be honest. I mean, to be honest, both at the same time.
Chronicles of Pity.
It's the ideal.
Oh, God.
As I told you, this is the hypothetical question is the worst for me because I'm always going to do both.
You are.
There's always that one guy.
Yeah, there is. So I've got one for you, Bones. Would you rather be mauled by the ugliest woman in the world or would you rather be mauled by a real-life cougar?
Ooh.
Have you ever seen a cougar? A real-life one?
I have, yeah. When I was tree planting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The animal? I think I'm going to go with the female cougar.
Yeah.
Purely because surely there's got to be some sort of happy ending there.
For her, not you, my friend.
Beggars can't be choosers, mate. So right. I'll take whatever I can get.
Okay. What about you, Chronicle?
Well, you know me. I'm obviously a big fan of cougars, but I'd take the first one.
Okay. The ugly one. First one. Yeah. Wheeze?
I've never seen a mountain lion, so it can maul me.
Type of cat, right? They've got to be cute.
Yeah. A couple of scratches.
Yeah, that's right. Chronicle, do you have one?
No, I don't actually.
Thanks for the input.
Hypothetical
there.
Questions aren't my cup of tea.
No, you can put it in a rhyme, though, if you want.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I've lost all creative juices. I think about half a bottle of vodka.
Keeper, would you rather be attacked by a crocodile, a big crocodile, saltwater, or a grizzly bear?
Oh, that's a tough one. Because
which one you're most likely to survive?
Well, you see,
probably the bear, maybe.
I think you're more likely going to survive the bear because what's going to happen with the croc? He's going to grab you. Whilst he's like death rolling, he's going to drown you at the same time. So I think you're more likely to survive a bear. But then again, my knowledge on large bears isn't massive. I'm going to go with the bear on this one.
Ooh.
What I would do is just throw a rabbit at it and...
Maybe. Out of your hat.
Yeah. That's why I've been keeping it there all these years.
Do bears even eat rabbits? Like,
oh, thanks, mate. They need to wipe my ass. And then you can run away.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Yeah, I think I'd go the bear.
Yeah, I'll take the bear. Haven't seen a bear in the wild either, so I'll
go the bear. Yeah, they're terrifying.
Oh, yeah. You've seen them, haven't you? What were you doing?
Tree planting.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Hey,
hypothetical for you guys. Would you rather listen to Rob's to Spongy's tree planting stories or?
It's all right. Just keeps using my real name. It's fine.
Yeah, no. There's so many real names being dropped in this one right now.
Would you rather, listen to tree planting stories or about Weasel's trip to Vegas?
The Vegas story is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd still go with option C of beat myself to death with a hammer.
Getting killed by the grizzly.
Oh, Bones, me and you can just mash the shit out of each other.
Yeah, big time.
So, Bones,
lie down and get mauled by a cougar.
Keeper.
Keeper. I've got a question. I've got a question, Keeper. The next holiday we're rolling into is Easter. And it's, you know, like you keep these lies up to your kids about fairies that give you money for teeth and, someone who brings presents every year on Christmas.
That bitch still owes me 20.
Reindeers that can fly, all those sort of things.
Do you have any teeth left, Chronicle?
Yeah.
No. But I'm rich.
She paid well. But look, how can I convince my children that a rabbit is capable of traveling the world delivering chocolate?
Well, I think the first thing is rabbits don't lay eggs. So the whole thing is just a lie.
And
like if you're a decent parent, you'd just be like, look, no, that's not how it works.
Really? So you're not going to do the lie?
No, hell no.
Oh, really?
How could I call myself a keeper if I was lying about animals?
Okay, what about Santa? Are you going to do Santa?
He's not an animal.
Well, Santa's real.
Oh, okay, right.
We should have put a little warning at the start for any kids listening.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very start of the podcast.
At the very start of the podcast, yeah.
We're going to ruin Easter.
Yeah, don't.
I tell you what, if a kid's listening to this podcast, they've just got their priorities wrong.
They do.
So wrong.
They do, yeah. Find something else to do, guys. So yeah. Much more to life than this garbage. Anyway, very good. So, Keeper, look, mate, next time we check in, would you be able to give us a couple of facts?
I'll tell you what, I might, instead of doing shit facts with the Keeper, maybe I'll do shit myths.
Shit myths. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dispel some myths about animals.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, sounds good. Cool. I like that.
Big fan. Yeah. Big fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. All right, guys. Well, we're going to leave it there. And look, have a bloody great weekend, Keeper. And I'm sorry for disrupting your beautiful weekend down there in Melbourne. Is it freezing? Is it cold?
It's actually not too cold, mate. I was not going to lie to you. But I completely forgot about the phone call. I was sitting on the couch and just about to put my hand down my pants. But
yeah,
it was probably a good thing you called. Yeah, the wife's about due to get home, so we're caught anyway. So.
Jungle
yeah.
snake.
You love snakes, don't you?
Yeah, love
it. Love the one-eyed python.
Even the little ones.
Old Bonesy Jr.
Keeper Jr.
Keeper Jr.
How did you get out of your enclosure?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Always trying to sneak out.
No, he's free roaming, mate. He's free roaming.
I tell you what, we've had a few nights out with the Keeper and... There's no problems about getting out of the house. He's more than willing to let the little fella out.
Snake loose.
Quite an aggressive snake.
Actually, you know, Keeper, there's those people that you go through life and you meet, and they just, when they get hammered, they have a need to take all their clothes off. And it's always confused me. Why is it? What is it about getting naked?
I think the environmental part of me, the nature-loving naturalist just wants to be one with nature, and I just feel that society enclosed me in clothes, and I just need to be free. So when you're shit-faced, everyone knows the truth comes out. So
you just
let everything out.
Well, it sounds like you're liberating. You're in the right place down there in Victoria. So go out, get a flavored latte with some smashed abo on toast, and rub the sole in between your toes, my friend.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Take your credit card because it costs $100.
Yeah.
Well, Keeper, my shout. I literally, Tooth Fairy left me so much coin. So my shout, brother.
Oh, good man.
All right, we'll see you next week, Keeper. And
all right, boys,
take it easy. Looking forward to it.
Get rear fanged.
All right, see you, mate. Yes. Bye. All right, Weez, it's been a good show today. Do you think it has?
Oh, mate, it's one of our best.
Yeah, probably a little bit rusty.
It's not our. It's not my fault. It's not Weasel's fault. We had some time off there.
No,
Weasel's fit, healthy, sore back, but other than that, good to go.
You are
carrying the podcast with no listeners.
You don't look like a picture of health, I've got to say. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
That was a compliment, wasn't it?
dear. Hey, listen, before we sign off, we just want to double check how our Specky Steve tips are going. Steve's not
quiet.
Coming in, but
we've been a bit quiet. We can't let him in the studio. He keeps taking over like it's his podcast.
He does, yeah.
But, yeah, so our portfolio is up 21%,
okay.
21.43% to be precise.
Yep. You won't get that out of the bank.
Now, here's the thing. Most listeners are probably too lazy to buy international stocks.
Right,
so
okay.
They probably, which that was Toro, T-O-R-O.
Yep.
It's down 64%. So if you leave that one out because you're too lazy, we're up 42%.
Right.
Because
okay.
We have RPM, she's up 58%.
Yeah.
MSG up 110%.
Wow.
Lark is up 16%.
Right.
And then GUL, it's had a little setback, down 14%. But,
okay.
You know, hold in.
So should we be telling listeners to possibly jump out of MSG?
I'd say, yeah, 110% profit. Maybe it could be time to get out.
Time to get
out. I'm not Specky Steve and I'm not an expert or anything like that.
No,
but if you did buy, maybe 110% is pretty good profit.
Yeah, maybe we bank that one from
here. Yeah, and okay. get ready to buy something next time Steve comes in. He might give you a tip and chuck that money in there.
Yeah,
rich good. In no time.
Rich like the weasel.
The printer.
Like the printer. Ah, yes. He's the man with the money.
Remember, use the discount code printer when you go to victorbravos.com. Yep.
That's right. Use the discount code eat a dick printer. Oh, dear. I'm just joking. Printer, I love you. I love you.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do. He's a great man. Okay. All right. That's us for the week, guys. Thank you for tuning in and listening to our absolute scribble for another episode. But we'll catch you next week. And
tell your friends to listen. Yeah, if you enjoy, tell your friends. Leave a positive review.
We already have told our friends to listen, and they're the only ones that are listening.
Most of them aren't listening.
No, they're not. All right. What do we say, Wheeze?
Goodbye.